The unemployment rate was unchanged last month as the economy added jobs in many, but not all, sectors. Hello, this is Bruce Steinberg of www.brucesteinberg.net reporting on December 2012 U.S. employment trends. The Current Population Survey, or CPS, but commonly known as the Household Survey, reported the unemployment rate was unchanged at 7.8% in December. A year ago, it was 8.5% and has been below 8% for four consecutive months. While the number of employed persons increased by only 28,000, the labor force grew by 192,000, but there were also 164,000 more unemployed persons. In other words, although the total number of people with jobs grew slowly and the number of unemployed persons increased more, the labor force also grew at the same time, and the group of those not in the labor force contracted by less than 20,000. Stated another way, although the number of employed persons only incrementally increased last month and the number of unemployed grew by a greater number, the unemployment rate was unchanged due to the fact that the total labor force expanded as well. The Survey of Businesses, officially the Current Employment Statistics Program, or CES, but more commonly referred to as the Job Survey or Report, reported the economy had a total of 155,000 more jobs in December than the previous month. This was only slightly off November's rise of 161,000. The number of jobs in the private goods producing sector was up by 59,000 in December, which was a nice improvement from November's slight decline of 1,000. By the way, November was initially reported in the last jobs report as down by 22,000. The construction sector built up 30,000 jobs in December after taking down 10,000 jobs in November. In October, it was up 25,000. Manufacturers contributed to the goods producing sector's growth with a gain of 25,000 jobs in December after adding only 5,000 in November and only 7,000 more in October. Durable goods continued to add jobs but at a slowing pace, and non-durable goods put in a very nice performance with an increase of 14,000 in December after declining by 13,000 in November. Mining and logging was steady with a 4,000 job increase in both December as well as for November. The private service providing sector put in a relatively weak performance in December. It grew by only 109,000 jobs last month after adding 172,000 in November and a little more than that in October. With other reports that the holiday selling season was weak, it comes as no surprise that the retail trade sector declined by over 11,000 jobs in December after adding almost 63,000 in November. And the professional and business services sector added only 19,000 new jobs in December, which was not as good as the 32,000 it added in November, which was, in turn, a disappointment from the 58,000 growth in October. Computer systems design and related services added 5,600 jobs in December after growing by 8,900 positions in November. The education and health services sector added a total of 65,000 jobs in December, with a highly seasonal educational services subsector growing by about 10,000 jobs. Therefore, the sector's health care and social assistance portion grew by about 55,000 jobs. Home health care services increased by 5,400 jobs in December, which was an improvement from November's slight decline of 300 jobs. And the party continued at a steady pace in the leisure and hospitality sector that grew by 31,000 jobs in December, which was about the same as the 29,000 it added in November. The total number of government jobs shrank by 13,000 last month. In December, the federal government contracted by 3,000, state government added 4,000, but local government was down by 14,000. Temporary help services jobs were essentially flat in December, with a 600 job decrease, which works out to a 0.02% sequential decline, but it was up 6.4% year over year. The 2,549,700 temporary help jobs in December were 1.90% of all jobs, which was a slight retreat from the 1.91% value in November. The temporary help services numbers, along with all other establishment jobs data, will undergo their annual revisions with the data release next month. However, using these preliminary data, it looks as if temporary help services experienced almost a 9% increase in 2012, which was slower growth than the 10.8% increase in 2011. In 2010, temporary help services jobs grew 14.7% from 2009, which had experienced a 22.7% decline from 2008. Obviously, growth is slowing as the sector approaches its historic peak. In December, it was off less than 100,000 from its peak of January 2007. However, temporary health services market share, that is a portion of all jobs, peaked several years earlier in April 2000 when it was 2.03%. Overall, 2012 ended the year with a fairly unremarkable employment report. Although the unemployment rate has come down, it appears to be stuck at just under 8%, and this situation may continue despite the economy generating a moderate amount of new jobs. This is because, as those new jobs are created, many who are out of the workforce and therefore not actually counted as unemployed see that employers are hiring and jump back into the employment economy, regardless if they have secured a job. So we are afraid that the unemployment rate will remain fairly static for some time to come, despite new job creation. This has been Bruce Steinberg, and this is just a brief sample of the employment data we have available. An interactive video version of this report, complete with charts and graphs, can be found at www.brucesteinberg.net.